My name's Michael P. Donnelly, and I'm running for re-election. I've been proud to serve the citizens of Ohio here at the Ohio Supreme Court since 2019. I ran to reform judicial policies to make our courts more transparent, more efficient, and more fair for everyone. Democrats, Republicans, and independents deserve that from their court system. Unfortunately, the legislature has put party label on judicial races, and I don't believe we should be running under party label. Nothing I do in my job has anything to do with partisan politics. My allegiance is solely to the laws of the state of Ohio and the United States of America. So this accusation that has been hurled by judicial candidates for years and years about legislating from the bench, quite effectively, but there really is no basis to it. I don't think that my opponent can point to one case where I have legislated from the bench. In fact, he's running alongside one of the authors of the decision that went viral, in which restricted your citizens' rights to a jury trial when they redefined the word boneless, meaning boneless chicken wings, means packed with bones. But this was a case where a man was severely injured by a bone in a boneless chicken wing. And he was denied his right to present his case before the jury because if reasonable minds could differ as to whether to expect a bone, that's what's supposed to happen under our laws. So, but what my opponent referred to repeatedly is the 2022 the DuBose case, in which I wrote a concurring opinion that said that if people are a danger to the public, there is a statute on the books that is rarely used by our trial court judges, but it should be used more. Because if someone's a danger to the public, they should be held with no bond. So if you read my concurring opinion in that, I don't think we should be setting bonds at an amount that we think they can't make, because that does not protect the public. What would protect the public is holding a hearing, like you can do under the law, and my opponent has never addressed this, and if it's determined at the hearing that the person is a threat to public safety, they should be held with no bond until the trial is over, rather than some astronomical figure that that the court thinks the people can't make, because there are people that can make high bonds, and so high bonds don't necessarily keep the public safe. But if you want to talk about public safety, here's another difference between me and my opponent. I led an effort in this state to banish what I call factually baseless pleas. Cases are coming in to the court alleging serious sexual assault cases, rape cases, and such. And people are having backroom discussions with the judge, and the courts are allowing them to plead to crimes that have nothing to do with rape. They sound serious, but they are not. And I have data from Hamilton County that appears to indicate that my opponent will allow that to happen in her courtroom. I never did. I never allowed people to plead down rape charges down to aggravated assault. But so that's a big difference. And another big difference between my opponent and me is I have been the most vocal advocate for the creation of a sentencing database. Under our laws, we are supposed to treat similarly situated defendants with similar sentences, regardless of the color of their skin or their socioeconomic place in society. But judges are powerless to do this because we don't collect data to keep judges consistent with themselves and other judges throughout the state. My opponent has written an op-ed against collecting data, and you can Google that in the Cincinnati Examiner, in which he says there's no replacement for a good old-fashioned human judge, basically using their gut every time they sentence someone. I think that leads to disparity, racial disparity, and other forms of disparity, and public confidence is threatened when people believe that their sentencing outcome is based more on the proclivities of the judge rather than the rule of law, which requires fairness, proportionality, and consistency.